Hello and welcome to Who Wins Podcast, where each episode we pit pop culture icons against each other in a brutal fight to the death. I am Chris Bolton. With me, as always, my partner in pugilism, Mr. Mark Williams.
Hello.
And this episode, we march ever forward with our tournament of champions. We are out of the Battle Royale group stages, if you like. We're into our quarterfinals. So, quick recap for those of you that have been following along and may have forgotten. Those of you that are diving in at this point, this is a good jumping on point, I guess. So, quick recap for you. The winner of Battle Royale 1, the Grinch, will be taking on the winner of Battle Royale 3, the Joker. The winner of Battle Royale 2, Rambo, is going to be taking on the winner of Battle Royale 4, The Flash. The winner of Battle Royale 5, Doctor Strange, is going to be taking on the winner of Battle Royale 7, Optimus Prime. The winner of Battle Royale 6, Darth Vader, is going to be taking on the winner of Battle Royale 8, Stitch. This is going to be very fucking quick. Very quick. This may be the shortest episode we've ever done. We've got four separate fights here, but
I say technically it should be the longest. It's got four fights in it, but actually it may be shorter than every single thing we've done ever.
There is only one of these fights that I think might go on a bit. The rest are going to be incredibly quick. And let's be honest, listeners, as soon as I read that list out, for the three of you already know who's going through in three of those fights immediately. Yeah. So I guess let's start with the first one then. This is the only one that's a little bit hit or miss for me.
This one, I don't know which way it's going to go. Not that we know which way they're going to go anyway, but you can usually kind of tell. You usually get a sense. But this one, I'm not entirely sure because Joker's a sadistic fucker. He's he gets involved. There's a lot of violence about him. He came through the first round very well, but the Grinch is seemingly fucking bulletproof, and he's come through everything we've thrown at him for the last fucking 8 years.
He has. Both characters are quite malicious. Neither of them are going to have any problem in killing the other fucker. I think the Grinch normally sails through on two factors. He's got the fact that he's got that kind of slinky, malleable body, which just enables him to get out of the way of all kind of damage. And he's also a sneaky motherfucker. He's always had a plan, and generally he's able to turn his enemy's weakness against them in every fight that we've had. I mean, this motherfucker took out an entire army of gremlins, for fuck's sake. Yeah. Like, he's got easily the highest body count on this podcast.
Yeah.
But that's just because he's been in more episodes than Joker. Because if the Joker had been in that many episodes, the Joker could probably take out an army of gremlins as well. I think the key difference between the two characters, because the Joker is also quite wiry, not as wiry as the Grinch, I don't think. He is still a human at the end of the day, so he's not able to maybe kind of distort his body in the same way as the Grinch does. But for a human, he's incredibly agile. And as we've already mentioned, a very skilled fighter. It's underrated how good a combatant the Joker can be when he needs to be. He's also very adept with a flick knife, which guns aren't allowed here. So he's going to be coming at the Grinch probably initially with knives, maybe giant mallets, maybe acid flowers. He's got the arsenal.
Probably a sword and a candy cane.
Yeah, he's totally got the arsenal, isn't he? Thematically appropriate. So, I definitely think he's the better fighter of the two. Definitely think he's got the ability to take the Grinch out. It's whether the Grinch can really dodge him for long enough to get what is essentially going to need to be a lucky blowing. Because neither of them are going to take a lot to put down, is the thing.
No.
And the Grinch can't kind of turn his strategy against him because the Joker doesn't have one. That's the thing. No, the Grinch has always been
chaos.
He's always been able to kind of outthink his opponents a lot as well. We had him take out John McClane. He took out the Gremlins, and he's always able to kind of turn their strengths against them.
Yeah,
you can't do that with the Joker. That's why he's the perfect foil for Batman, is because he's just chaos. He is chaos incarnate. Like, the second you think you've got a handle on him, he's just going to do something completely out of left field. So there's no way the Grinch can read him. This is going to... I see this coming down to a straight, just toe-to-toe slugfest. Like, I don't see any other way this can go.
No, I think the thing is as well, I mean, we've always talked about it with the Grinch, that the Grinch is, I don't want to say supernatural, but he's not a human. And so, and like we've seen, in essence, because he's a fucking cartoon, he can take more punishment than your average human can take.
Mm-hmm.
However, we've never seen him get stabbed or sprayed in the face with a fucking acid flower. And these are the things that Joker brings to a fight.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, we used the term all the way back when we first debuted the Grinch, we used the term fuzzle claws, because he's that kind of furry, fuzzy, hairy character.
Yeah.
Joker's just going to set him on fire. Like, he's just going to be like, oh, you look like you'll burn. I'm going to fucking burn you.
Well, I say, he looks like a Christmas tree. He's going to go up really fucking quick, isn't he?
Yeah, totally. So, really, there are a multitude of ways the Joker will absolutely just obliterate him, just turn him to paste. It's whether he can escape the Joker long enough. You know, if the Joker's coming at him with a flick knife, then yeah, I can definitely see him kind of almost rubber banding out of the way.
Yeah.
But,
and not only that, because of like the sort of dysmorphic sort of frame he's got, where his arms are slightly longer than the Joker's would be, there is that ability to sort of swat and trying to keep him at bay.
Yes.
Which another human wouldn't have with a Joker. And a lot of the Joker's arsenal, especially if we are taking guns out of the grid, a lot of it is close up. So if you've got somebody who can literally just play keep away and sort of, you know, hold him back, that's going to take a bit of a toll. Now, you're only going to get away with that once, because then he just stabs you in the fucking hand.
Yeah.
But it's probably the best chance he's got of dodging anything for any sort of prolonged length of time.
Yeah, because you're right. That, you know, let's say he manages to do that and even potentially disarm Joker and try and get a stab in him himself. Like, all that's going to do is wind the Joker. It won't make him mad. If anything, he'll probably find it quite funny. Yeah. But then he's just going to break out a fucking mallet or something.
Well, that's it. Or it'd be one of those, a fucking mallet with a boxing glove in, or a massive spring.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he'll fight fire with fire at that point. He's going to be like, okay, well, we're getting cartoony. Right, fine. Like, and you're right. Out will come the extendable boxing glove. Out will come...
Somebody get me an anvil.
Yeah, a comedy-oversized mallet. Like, you know, things that you can't really dodge. So, you know, like, yeah, you can dodge a knife. If you're flinging a giant croquet mallet at somebody, like, that's a different story entirely. I think the question becomes, how malleable is the Grinch? Like we say, he is quite cartoony. So is it a case of, well, yeah, he gets an anvil dropped on him, or he gets whacked with a sledgehammer. So does he then just kind of squish, but then kind of waddle off squished? Do you know what I mean? And just...
But the thing is, even if he does that, Joker's not the sort of person that would let him wander off.
Well,
he'd say, right, okay, well, he's waddling off, so now I'm going to kick him off a fucking cliff or something.
Yeah, I mean, I think the move actually would be, if you squished him, he would actually just slink, wouldn't he? He'd move like a kind of a puddle. He'd run, he'd slink just up behind Joker. And then I guess he could try and come up behind him and attempt to snap his neck.
I can't remember who it was. I think he has done that in the past, with where he's had fairy lights or something. He's got behind somebody and pulled.
Mm.
So, I mean, that's always a move.
I think that was John
quite
McClane.
Possibly, yeah. So I mean, that is a move. But again, I think the problem is that, being who the Joker is, he would probably find that quite amusing.
Mm.
But he would probably know to go limp.
Yes,
so he's killed me. He let me go. And then when he thinks he's won, I'll get up behind him and pop him in the back of the neck.
Yeah, like I said, this is the problem with the Joker.
This is the cerebral part of the Joker. I know you're not a huge fan of the Nolan trilogy, but one of my favorite descriptions of the Joker came in that film, where he said himself, he's a dog chasing a car. He has no fucking plan. He's just chaos. You have no idea what to do when he catches the car. He's just doing it for the fuck of it.
Yeah,
and that's who the Joker is, and that's what you get here. It's like, okay, well, right, fine. He thinks he's, if he thinks that'll kill me, I'll just let him think he's won, and then off he goes. And then as soon as he turns his back, he sticks a shank in him.
Yeah. I unfortunately, I really want the Grinch to go through, right?
Because yeah,
it feels right that the Grinch should reach the final here.
Well, since he's won 8 fucking fights so far.
I just think the Joker outplays him on pretty much every level.
I think so.
I think, like I said, his typical move would be, yeah, the Grinch can dodge the punishment. He can slink and try and get behind the Joker. He can sneak around him. He can do all of that. But I think the Joker is just too skilled a combatant. He's just too malicious. And he's batshit crazy. Like, there's...
But he's intelligent with it, is the problem.
Yeah. I
mean, you don't come up with those schemes and those plans if you're dumb as fuck.
No, you don't. You know,
and I think that's the difference. Everybody else the Grinch has come up against, A, there's been a sort of morality to them. Like, if you look at John McClane.
Yeah.
John McClane, you know, if he's dealing with German terrorists, he's probably not above shooting them in the back. Whereas with the Grinch, he probably wouldn't have, because he's all fuzzy and a children's character and stuff.
Mm.
Whereas the Joker wouldn't think twice about it. I think everybody the Grinch has been up against, he's either been able to outthink them, or he's been able to take advantage of some character flaw. Whereas this one, the character flaw with the Joker is that he's fucking crazy and doesn't care anyway.
Yeah.
So he will have no qualms of shooting you in the back, or stabbing you in the back, or pushing you off a cliff when you're not looking.
I mean, he will literally just suicide himself if he has to, like that, because that's who he is. Like, you know, we talked about the Grinch coming up behind him. Like, if he's trying to, you said, like, using fairy lights to choke him out or whatever. If he tries to do that and the only way out of it is to hurt himself, Joker would just torch the two of them. He just set them both on fire and then stop, drop, and roll. Like, he just would. Like, this.
Although, to be fair, I think those suits are fairly polyesterish, aren't they? So stop, drop, and roll, it's not going to be that effective.
Probably not, no. But he, you know, do you know what I mean, though?
Get what you mean, yeah. It's that sort of, no, if I fall on the sword in such a way that goes through both of us,
yeah,
there's
I still
50-50
win.
Chance.
Yeah.
I might not survive, but I take you out, so I win.
Yeah, I'm the aggressor, therefore I won, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Would be the move. That doesn't work here. We can't have a draw. They can't both die. But I think, you know, it's that mentality which costs the Grinch the fight. As I say, the only possible way I could see it working is if he did get behind Joker and snap his neck. I think that's if he could do it quick enough that the Joker didn't realize.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's whether he's got the strength to do that is the thing.
Well, it's you've got to think as well, if we posit that scenario where he's been squished by whether it was an anvil or whatever it was, and he's slid underneath and popped up behind him, is he back to being 3D or is he still flat for a start? Because that's going to affect his strength.
Well, this is the thing. He's got to be able to then get himself back up.
Yeah, he's got to be able to get up, get behind him, and pop his neck in such a way. No, he's not going to, I don't think he's going to have the strength to do that while he's 2D.
No, I mean, just the strength involved in popping someone's neck anyway, you know, I mean, you see it done all the time in films, but it's not something, like, if you think about it, how much muscle and cartilage and everything is around your neck, like, the strength required to use your bare hands to pop a neck
is pretty,
like, you know, he needs the strength of 10 Grinches plus 2, but he's not going to get that out of this fight. We always reset him at the start of every fight. That's how we've always done it. And generally, he managed, you know, there is normally a point where he manages to find the spirit of Christmas and get the strength of 10 Grinches plus 2. By virtue of, he's either fighting someone who can let him see that, someone like a George Bailey or a John McClane, or he's fighting someone like the Gremlins, where he's the good guy, so he's able to do that. You know, there's no way... You get there with the Joker. Like,
no.
There's no way the Joker's going to make you see the true spirit of Christmas. Like,
no, absolutely not.
It doesn't. He just can't.
No, and I think as well that the other, we're talking about sort of the characters. The other thing with all the fights the Grinch has had is that they've always been very clear in what they are. Was because the Joker is he's just so frenetic and so all over the place. I say he's not going to see the spirit of Christmas, but he's probably not going to see the spirit of Halloween either. He's not going to see anything because he's just looking at some fucking thing that's mental, and he's not going to know how to respond to it, because he'll never have dealt with anything like that before.
No,
you know, he's dealt with monsters in Krampus and the Gremlins. He's dealt with humans in George Bailey and in John McClane, but he's not going to. I don't think he's ever dealt with anything just so psychotic and chaotic.
He definitely hasn't. I and I. I I don't think he's got the answer for it.
No, I don't either.
I really want him to have the answer, but I don't think he's got the answer.
I honestly, of the people who were left, he was never, in my head, he's never going to win, but he was probably my favourite, in as much as a sentimental favourite. He's the one I wanted to
get through. He's been with us a long time, yeah.
Yeah, so I kind of wanted him, but I was thinking about it this afternoon, and I was struggling to come up with anything he could do. And as we've talked through, it hasn't even gone as well as I thought it would this afternoon, to be honest.
He's got nothing, has he? We've got to give it to Joker.
I think so.
By multitude of weapons, he will just hang, draw, quarter, and just...
Yeah, turn him into a pinata and give it to the kids.
And set him on fire, just for funsies. So, Joker goes through.
Yeah.
Okay. Fight 2 then. Battle Royale 2 winner, Rambo, versus Battle Royale 4 winner, The Flash.
Now, literally, will be over before it starts.
Yeah, I mean, shout out to Hot Amphibian who who wrote in after the last episode and basically said exactly that. Like, Rambo has not got a chance, has he? Let's be fair.
He literally won't see what's coming, and Flash doesn't even have to use the Speed Force or anything else. He can literally just go A-train on him and fucking run through him.
I mean, yeah, he could. I mean, I've been thinking about this one because it's the most obviously,
one-sided.
Yeah, one-sided fight of the two. Like, the only thing Rambo's got in his arsenal, we did, in the Battle Royales, we did give characters prep time because we said, like, this is a tournament. They're not just randomly. Yeah. So they get prep time, right? So Rambo can set his traps if he wants to. The trouble is, even if Flash fucking triggers one...
Yeah, he's going to be moving that fast. It's either not going to register on the trap or he's through it before it actually spreads.
Exactly. Like, if Rambo...
There's a bear trap down and the fucking... No, he's the other side of the continent before it closes.
Before it closes, yeah. You know, if it's a pit, by the time he triggers it, he's over the other side of the pit. If it's the spikes that's, you know, the famous Rambo spike trap that swings out. Yeah. Like,
he's passed it before it swung.
Like, you know,
and that's assuming, of course, that he's not moving so fast that the trigger doesn't even register.
He may not trigger it anyway, yeah. But even if we were to give Rambo the benefit of the doubt, let's say he did trigger one of the spike traps and it went through his fucking calf or something and took him down. Like, he's got speed healing. So, yeah. I mean, it's not instantaneous. If Rambo was quick, he could maybe pop an arrow off or something like that or try and get in with his knife. But the trouble is, like, this is a misconception, I think, especially with speedsters. You think, like, oh, you take the legs out and he's useless. It's like, no, he's not useless. He's still...
He's just not as useful as he was.
He's just not on his feet. He's still got the speed force. So he'll just roll out of the way super quickly, or he'll phase through the floor if he needs to.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, there's... You know, if anything, that's almost an easy way to draw Rambo in. Just like, come and get me. And as he leans in with a knife, just phase his hand straight through his chest and stop his heart. Like,
yeah, exactly.
You know, but it doesn't even need to come to that, because even if Rambo's hiding, you know, and of course he's good at that as well. He's going to get up in a tree. He's going to be camouflaged. Like, the Flash could literally search literally every inch of the earth for him in... Yep. Seconds.
Like, yeah, exactly.
If he really needed to, he could just go back in time and see where he's hiding.
Yeah, watch him climb up the tree.
Watch him do it. And then, like, it's not even funny. I said when we first put him in that battle royale, and I was like, this is it. When we didn't allow Batman to take him out, I was like, this is just it. It's not even funny how overpowered he is. I still think there is one potential character that could take him out. It ain't fucking Rambo. Like, I don't think we even need to discuss this any further.
I think we've discussed it more than I thought we would, to be honest.
Like you say, he can A-train through him. He can literally phase through his chest and stop his heart. He could just punch him a million trillion times in a few seconds until he dies. Yeah.
If he wanted to, he could watch him climbing up that tree, drag him out of it and drop him into one of his own fucking traps before he even realized he wasn't still in the tree.
He could run back in time and punch his mother in the stomach. Like, there is...
But then doesn't that affect the other Battle Royal? Because if he doesn't live, and then we've got a whole
We'd have a whole paradox. He wouldn't do that. He's learned his lesson. But you get what I'm saying. Like, there is... There's no fucking way. Like, no way.
No, none whatsoever.
Sorry. Like, no chance, Rambo. So Flash is going through.
Yeah.
Okay, Battle Royale 5, Doctor Strange versus Battle Royale 7, Optimus Prime. Prime's got the firepower and the tactical know-how. Strange has got magic, though.
Yeah.
Is the thing. Like, Prime's got to actually hit him first.
Yeah.
Which, if he's, like, got the sling rim on him and he's getting all the fucking portals everywhere, like...
Well, I mean, yeah, it's kind of the same as we had last time. You just literally open a portal underneath him, drop him up the fucking sun.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and Prime doesn't really have an answer for that, does he?
No.
You know, Prime, one-on-one, absolutely. Oh. Of course,
well,
Prime
just
takes him.
Stand on him.
Yeah.
Just fucking squish him.
But, you know, even if that's going to happen, Strange could just open a portal up underneath himself.
Yeah, drop out of the way.
And drop on top of Prime. And then just, like, portal one of his arms off or just, like, literally take him to pieces.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, this is another one where I don't think Prime's got an answer for Doctor Strange.
I don't either. No, I'm a little bit disappointed because I misread this on our list yesterday. And I thought it was Strange and Stitch and Vader and Prime, which would have been two more interesting fights.
Yeah, so did I. And I double checked before we were recording, and it's not. They would have been more interesting. I mean, we'll get there because we'll get some more interesting fights next round, I think. For me, next round is where we're going to find the winner of the tournament, I think, depending on how these next ones go. But
yeah,
I'd like Prime to take this because I didn't want Strange going through the last round, if I'm honest. I'm still fucking pissed that you had him take Mary Poppins out. So I'm super pissed about that. So
yeah. When I misread it, I was looking at it yesterday thinking, right, Stranger Stitch would be a really interesting one because, again, similar to Grinch and the Joker, like Strange is Stitch is a genetically engineered killing machine. But Strange has magic, and it's how you combat that and all the rest of it. And similarly, if you had Vader and Prime, they're both machines and all the rest, so they were kind of balanced. And I'd be thinking about it. Actually, yeah, that would work. And then when I read it earlier, I was like, oh, fuck, got that wrong.
Yeah, I think, you know, with obviously we didn't know who was going to go through each of those battle royals, so these, you know, that's the point of having a tournament. I think the thing is with Stitch and Strange is that Stitch is smaller, more agile, and you know, I would say reasonably able to bounce around away from those portals. Prime isn't. He's fucking huge. I mean, that does mean Strange has got to open a much bigger portal. There is that. And they do take time to open. It's not instantaneous. Like, he's got to fucking stretch. It's almost like using the weave in D&D. Like, he's got to stretch that shit out and turn it and do all of his fucking stuff. Mm. Or if it's a sling ring, he's got to, like, trace his fucking hand around in circles. So, again, with a smaller, more agile, faster combatant, you've probably got chance to get a shot. Prime's fucking huge, and he's not, like, he's fast for a giant fucking robot.
Yeah, but he's not as fast as the other giant fucking
robot.
But
he's still a giant fucking robot, isn't he?
Yeah, exactly.
So the only chance he's got is if he can, you know, we're not allowing guns, so he can't fire a laser off or anything whilst.
No. And again, if he tries, he's in various iterations, he had some form of sword. Even if he throws that at Strange just opens a portal and swallows it.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think, again, he's got the answer. I think Strange can absolutely take out Optimus Prime.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, thinking about just in that context, if you were to try and lob something at him and Strange opened a portal, you open it in front of you and the other end of the portal behind Prime, and his own projectile hits him and kills him anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Prime's not quick enough to get around that.
And probably wouldn't see that coming either.
No.
Because it'd be behind him.
Yeah.
Or above his head and coming straight down. And there's... It's
either way.
I don't think he's got anything about. I don't think he's got enough about him to deal with that.
Okay.
But I'm pissed with that one because I wanted him through in that one.
Yeah. So do I, if I'm honest. But I don't think. I don't think he's got a chance.
That's how it works, isn't it? That's how it goes.
Like I said, these were always going to be quick.
It
was only that first battle that I thought I had any chance of going either way.
And even that was quick, to be fair.
Yeah. I mean, this next one. Jesus. So, Darth Vader and Stitch. I mean, Stitch is small, he's quick, he's agile.
But you lift him up with the Force and you skewer him with a lightsaber.
This is Darth Vader we're talking about.
Yeah, there's no conscience involved.
No. Like, of all the people that didn't have a chance, he's got the least chance here.
Yeah.
And we were so excited to get him through the Battle Royales as well. We were so pleased that he got through. But, like, honestly, the only thing he can try and do is use the fact that he's absolutely tiny and he can cloak and stuff as well. He could potentially use that to get up close with Vader and be a bit of a nuisance. Like, he'd get in there and start chewing through wires and stuff like that. Maybe he could rip the life support unit off. But all of that is null and void because Vader's going to sense it.
Like, I was going to say, he's got the only time you've ever seen that happen in canon, certainly, is when you've got other Force users who are almost as powerful as Vader himself.
Yes.
And then you factor in the fact that the suit makes him slightly less agile and all the rest of it. Stitch is not a Jedi. He hasn't got that power. So even if he can get close, I'd say Vader's going to sense him and swat him away before he gets it, even if he does cloak. He's certainly not going to have time to get through any armor to get to any wiring.
No, he's absolutely not. You know, I think the second Vader senses him, he can ragdoll. He's so small, like he just pick him up and crumple him into a fucking ball.
Just shake him like a British nanny.
Yeah, like, you know, this is an instance where he could snap his neck. You know, we're talking about the strength evolved. Like, Vader could do this to Stitch with his fingers, essentially.
Yeah, you know, I mean, to be fair, he probably doesn't need the Force to do it. He could probably just do it with his size anyway.
He probably could. But with the Force, he could literally just bring his fingers together and snap his neck. Like, he's tiny, tiny little thing. It's got to go to Vader, isn't it?
Yeah. And that's probably the most disappointed I've ever been in 10 years of doing this show.
Again, I wish there was something Stitch had to counter, but there's...
Yeah.
It's fucking Darth Vader, like, because we don't allow guns, and even if we did, like, Stitch's main thing is when he's using his guns, all his arms can come out, and he's shooting, like, four guns, but it's not going to touch Vader. He'll just bat it all off with a lightsaber. Even if there's four of them, he's just going to be, like, bang, bang, bang. He's just going to deflect them all back, like, no.
Or he'll block them and then pull the guns out of his hand.
Yeah, like, there's nothing.
We've seen him do that, so, yeah, there's nothing. As I said, I've never been so disappointed with the outcome of one of these fights in 10 years.
There's nothing. Stitch has got absolutely nothing again. You know, and that unfortunately has been the way all of these are gone, because it's the way the chips have fallen. Like, the whole point is the most powerful combatant goes through each one. It's just that some combatants are way more powerful than others.
They are, and unfortunately, because of the way the brackets fell, we didn't plan any of this. It was just we broke them into groups, and group one became group three at one point, and then that became groups two and four, and it just it's not as if we've gone, oh well, if we put these ones here and these ones here, they'll kind of avoid each other. We're not FIFA, we don't do shit like that.
No.
And yeah, it's just unfortunate that's the way they've gone. And I think that had the brackets gone the other way tonight, had we had, as I say, Stranger Stitch and Vader and Prime, we might have had two really engaging fights, but we didn't.
For what it's worth, in those instances, Vader still goes through.
Oh, completely, yeah.
I'm
not sure Strange does.
No, I'm not sure Strange does either. I think Stitch could probably take Strange, because I say I think he could zip around those portals easily enough.
Yeah,
and I think he's, again, chaotic enough that, you know, even with Strange seeing every possible outcome, I think Stitch is too unpredictable.
But there's a counter to that. So yeah, you might see every potential outcome. You still don't know which one it's going to be.
That's what I'm saying. Stitch is just too unpredictable.
If there are 14 million potential options, you've got to pick the one.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, that will probably come into play in his next fight now. Because the way the chips have fallen now, our semi-finals are going to be the Joker against Doctor Strange and the Flash against Vader. So much more.
That was my final.
Yeah, well, that is the final, let's be honest.
Yeah.
I'm not burying the lead here, but it doesn't matter whether... Joker and Strange is almost moot at this point, because the final is happening right there, I think.
Yeah.
I also think I know which way it's going to go, but we'll see.
Yeah,
we'll talk
I have thoughts, but we'll come back to that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what are your thoughts, listeners? Because, I mean, and you know, if you think the Joker's got the potential to go all the way, then
I think they've all got potential.
As well. They've all got potential,
just not as much as one or the other.
I think the problem is we have two, like, practical gods in that second semi-final.
But at least they're against each other, so at least whoever gets into the final against them has got a chance.
A chance.
Yeah. A chance. Not much of a chance, but they've got a chance.
Yeah. Like, it's not... Yeah. It's not going to be two absolute whitewashes next episode like this was with the quarters. I do think we've probably ended up with the strongest four when you look at it. Maybe.
Yeah.
As you say, maybe it would be nice to get Stitch in there.
Possible, but...
Yeah, but I think if we're honest, you know, when we look at the power sets of everybody that was in those battle royales, I think that...
Yeah.
Maybe Strange doesn't really belong here, I don't know, but he managed to get lucky. I don't know. I still think Mary Poppins should have taken him, but...
There was a move.
Yeah, I'm going to be bitching about that for a long fucking time. But there's our final four. So next episode, those two semi-finals will happen back-to-back, just like we've done with the quarter-finals here. So it'll be both fights in one episode.
Yeah.
Let us know your thoughts, listeners. Who's going through? Who's your pick? Did we get this wrong? Would the Grinch have taken the Joker? Let us. I'm pretty confident we've got all the others right. We certainly got the Flash and Vader right. maybe somebody's got an idea for Prime and Strange. I don't know.
I don't know if they have. I'd love to hear it. I mean, we always sort of say that anyway. But I think we've done the best we could with what we had, and that's the way the cards fell. We had to just go with it, and potentially we had, with the same eight combatants, if they'd come in different ways and been in different fights, we'd have four different semi-finalists. I don't know, but well, two different semi-finalists.
Yeah,
I think two are pretty much nailed on anyway. But yeah, I'd be interested to know what people's thoughts are. So as always, listeners, get in touch on Twitter at ddpodcastnet. You can go to our website, ddpodcast.net. We can also get our other shows and episodes of this show. Where we get your podcast from, subscribe, leave a message, and make the best of us we can. Until next time.
See you later.